No, I'm out in the beach
trail.
Good evening. Welcome to the July 12th, 2011 Morro Bay City Council meeting. I'm glad everybody is here tonight. Thank you for coming and joining us. Let the record reflect that all members of council are present, and we'll begin, please, with a moment of silence. If you would please stand and face the flag, we'll be led in the pledge by Mr. Eric Endersby.
All right, so everybody's standing. Repeat after me. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
The marketing plan public workshops are scheduled for Tuesday, July 26th, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m., and Thursday, July 28th, 1 to 5 p.m., and all tourism stakeholders and the public are invited, and that meeting workshop is going to be held?
Veterans Hall.
Right here in the Vets Hall. So we hope that all interested parties can come out and make that. Noah?
No announcements.
George? Nancy?
Oh, yes. I'm sure that you'll probably hear a lot about our wonderful, wonderful 4th of July weekend. It was fantastic for two full days, so I'll leave that for other people. But I have a couple of very important dates to remember. First, August 26th and 27th will be the celebration of our city flower, the dahlia. And this year we're adding our city tree, the cypress. So we will have dahlia days and cypress nights. So if you are growing dahlias in your yard, and you certainly should be sure you're pinching them back and deadheading and getting them all ready so you can bring them to show at the Dahlia Festival. The other date I want you to put on your calendars is October 10th. If you will look at the screen, you'll see a group of ladies from the county committee to celebrate the centennial of the women's right to vote. And October 10th from 4 to 7 is our big celebration at the Dahlia Day Adobe. It will be free. Everyone is invited, and we will be honoring every woman who is or has served, been elected to a political office in the county. So it should be lots of fun.
Thank you. Carl?
Good evening. Thank you. A couple dates coming up this Thursday at 5:30 is the Eco Rotary meeting. The newly formed Eco Rotary is one of only three in around the world so far. Morro Bay is the third one, so anyone interested last week, but they're working on some changes with the county and how some of the prisoners are going to be handled in the county jails instead of the prison out there, which will alleviate some of their overcrowding. On a personal note, I would like to invite members of the community this Saturday to a celebration of life for a friend of ours that recently passed away that's a community member and business owner here, Jeannie Husted. And the celebration of life will be here at the Vets Hall on Saturday from 2 to 5.
Thank you. We have no closed session report because we had no closed session. We have two presentations we're going to do here at the top. One's with fire, one's with harbor. We're going to ask Chief Pond to go first.
Thank you, Mayor and Council. Tonight it's my honor to bring up the President of Friends of the Morro Bay Fire Department, Keith Taylor. The Friends of the Morro Bay Fire Department, many of the board members are here tonight, are here to give some scholarships to several of our reserve firefighters. It's a culmination of several years of fundraising. They've established an endowment and have money that they can provide to our reserve firefighters so that they can go to paramedic school or to the fire academy. So With that, I'm going to invite up Daniel Lepe, one of our reserve firefighters, Keely Moriarty, and Stefan Rodriguez. Keely Moriarty has been with us several years now. She's been a limited-term firefighter, seasonal firefighter, and she's going to be going to paramedic school in the fall. Daniel's been a reserve with us for a couple years now. He's going to the fire academy soon. He's working with us now as a seasonal firefighter, as is Stefan Rodriguez, also a seasonal firefighter, and going to the Allen Hancock Fire Academy in the fall. So it's a big step. It's a big expense to do that, and we truly appreciate the Friends of the Fire Department and their support to help with some of those fees. So with that, I'll turn it over to Keith Taylor, President, Friends of the Morro Bay Fire Department.
Good evening, Mayor, Council, staff, and the community at home. I'd like to say thank you to the Mayor for allowing us to do this. This is the first scholarship award from the Stuart Reed Memorial Foundation of the Friends of Morro Bay Fire Department. The directors are all here. We have Dan Riddell, Stan House, Betty Forsyth, Ken Vesterfeld, Homer Alexander, Cheryl Taylor, and myself. This was done by the sale of stones and bricks and also generous donations from members of the community. And since we're going to have phase two coming up, if anyone's interested in stones or bricks for the entrance to our administration staffing building, please contact the fire department and they'll find the right people to get in touch with. So at this time, I'd like to say thank you to all of you and invite Myrtle Reed to give the scholarship awards.
I just want to thank the Morro Bay Fire Department for giving me this honor.
And just to remind everybody, Morro Reed's husband, Stu Reed, was a longtime firefighter in the city of Morro Bay, and we appreciate his service and the continued support from Myrtle. Thank you.
Mr. Eric Endersby.
Thank you, Mayor Yates and Council. I'm before you this evening to honor one of our own. Most times when you hear news about the Harbor Department, it's usually the Harbor Patrol stealing the thunder. It's hopefully something good we've done, but sometimes it's something that goes wrong or something that's gone bad or a death. But generally, the Harbor Department, it's the Harbor Patrol that gets all the headlines. Well, we've got one person on our staff who's kind of works behind the headlines, and he's there real regular for us day in and day out. It's Roger Allen on our maintenance staff. Roger, can you come up? Roger came to us in 2007. If you remember, Louis Toledo. Rick Algert hired a fellow named Louis Toledo probably back about 2005 to do maintenance and waterfront cleanup. Louis did a great job, and he kind of parlayed that into kind of a little business of his own in terms of lots of jobs to do and created things on the waterfront, cleaning things up, picking up and doing things. And after a while, he needed an assistant, and he found Roger Allen here. Longtime friend of his, and Roger came on board, and Louis since moved on to Oklahoma, where he's done his second retirement. Well, we've still got Roger. Roger's here on the waterfront. He's sweeping the boardwalk. He's doing sign work. He paints the curbs. Anything and everything, Roger's there day in and day out. He's become kind of an icon on the waterfront here, and we'd just like to honor him with this plaque from our department. It reads, Roger Allen, in sincere appreciation of your ongoing dedication to the Morro Bay Harbor Department and our community, your contributions and efforts are recognized and valued. Morro Bay Harbor Department, 2011. Thank you, Roger. You can say something if you like, or you can not.
I'm a man of very few words.
Thank you, Roger.
Thank you. Thank you, Eric, and thank you, Roger, for everything you do for us. And maybe we've got the whole Harbor Department back there. Maybe you could just stand up for a moment so we can recognize you, everybody from the Harbor Department. Great. Thank you. Okay, could I invite up Ms. Ruth Robbins, please? This is our business spot. Ruth is the owner and operator of Giselle Ariel Swimwear at 450 Morabay Boulevard. We welcome you tonight.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Jan, for asking me to come.
If you could speak right into the mic, we'd be grateful.
Okay. Thank you very much for having me here tonight. I just wanted to come and introduce myself to say that I live in Morro Bay, and I recently opened up a shop at 450 Morro Bay Boulevard selling swimwear for men, women, and children. I'm open 7 days a week, now it's going to be Tuesday through.
Okay, we're at the public comment period. If any of you would like to address council, this is the appropriate time. Step right up, state your name for the record. Please keep your comments to 3 minutes. And if you're here on the budget, that will be a public hearing coming up in a little while. Good evening, Richard.
Good evening, Richard Sadowski, citizen in North Morro Bay. I would just like to make an announcement that there's a Rock to Pier run this Saturday morning at the Rock and the church that I attend to, Shoreline Calvary, Morro Bay, helps serve some of the participants in there with food and come by and enjoy the Estero Bay, do the run, and let us nourish your bodies with some food and nourish your souls with the gospel. Thank you.
Thanks, Richard. Thanks for coming down tonight. Please. Good evening, Gary. Step right up.
Okay. Gary Johnson, resident of Morro Bay. And you know, I just love this town. This is a great town. The presentation by the chief over here with the other fire department people, and what Keith has done has been fantastic. We had a great 4th of July. I was there all day into the evening, cleaning up to 11 o'clock at night. And I got some fantastic shots. I'm going to get them on my website of the fireworks. It was just dynamite. But I think that one of the great events we had here was that Jack Smith organized the skateboard race. Now, this was important because we smashed, or I didn't say we, I took pictures, but Jack Smith and this person here just smashed the world record. I mean, you couldn't. And there were 6 other people that broke the world record. And it was such a great event, so well organized. This is what makes this town so great. By the way, good evening, Mayor and City Council and Worker Bees. And this person here has done a great job, and our Chief Olivas, he really did a great job. He's saving the environment. He's not in a police car. See that? And that was really great. But there's also a precedent set here. Now listen carefully, because this gentleman on the right broke the record for city council. Noah has broken the record. So for next year, we need participants from the mayor or the city, you know, these people here, to beat his record for next year. Also,
Planning Commissioner Jamie Irons as well.
Also, for the oldest person was Jeremiah. He got the rock. See the rock in there? He's the oldest person to skate on the world's record. So what does that do with the rest of you? You know, Rob and all these people around here? You know, it's your chance to practice. You got a whole year to practice to break his record. So anyway, thank you. And I say again, I just love this town. There's so much going on here every week. It's just fantastic. Thank you.
Thank you, Gary. And thanks for the positiveness. Who would like to go next? Anyone else?
Hope that kind of error doesn't happen again, because I know AGP wants to maintain their quality record with us and with the other people that hire them.
Thank you, Betty. Anyone else? Hi, welcome.
Good evening. Richard Margetson, Cayucas. Since Betty brought up about the deadline for the comments, I'm curious why, maybe it was addressed before I got here, why the JPA meeting was canceled again this month. It was canceled last month. The notice on the board outside the city offices was that it was postponed till this Thursday. Now it's been postponed again to August 11th. And I would have thought that the council would have wanted to have a discussion of what happened at the workshops and to possibly take additional comments and get them in by Friday coming from the JPA members or each individual board to the consultant. I hope this isn't going to be the status quo in the future. Keeping the public away from the microphone, keeping them off camera, and doing things behind the scenes in the dark will get you nowhere. They tried that in Los Osos. It didn't work, and it ended up leading to a recall. Be as transparent as you can, and I'd like an explanation. I think we deserve an explanation of why this meeting was canceled again. You can't tell me that after all of this process you've gone through, there's nothing in the last 2 months to talk about. Nothing from the consultant, nothing from the lobbyist, nothing. Not even comments about what happened at the two workshops. Thank you.
Thank you, Richard. Anyone else? Good evening, Joan.
Good evening, Mr. Mayor, Council. Joan Solu, speaking as a private I'm a resident, and also I'm speaking tonight as a hotelier. Just wanted to mention that a couple of meetings ago, when we sat through the entire visitor center funding and the marketing workshop and that meeting that you had, there was some question back and forth as to whether it would be feasible to have a California Welcome Center in Morro Bay. I believe that it was brought back to you that we would be unable to have it because it was within 50 miles of Pismo Beach. That information is not necessarily correct. I do have a contact at the CTTC, and I spoke with them directly, and they are the people who are in charge of actually helping to move that process forward and placing those RFPs out for cities and entities to come back to bid. And when I talked to them about the fact that there was no California Welcome Center on Highway 1 after Santa Barbara and before Monterey, their interest was extremely piqued. They said that we had a wonderful, compelling argument and that they would love to hear more from us. So I would be happy to work on looking at a California Welcome Center here.
Without knowing any more details, that's where I would start. And if any other council member has input, they're welcome. Gary Johnson. I was remiss at the top during my announcements for not acknowledging the July 4th celebration that happened here, the all-day celebration down at Tidelands, everything that went on, all the activities, and, of course, the fireworks show. The July 4th committee is amazing, and it was an amazing day. And our thanks go out to everybody involved and all the volunteers. There were so many people involved in it, and it was a killer day and a great fireworks show, and we thank all the July 4th folk. Can you address Mr. Markinson and why the JPA meeting was canceled, please? Mr. Livick?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. There were no business items for that meeting, and the close for comments is this coming Friday, which would be after the meeting. There's still opportunity either through the website, dropping comments off at Public Works, emailing them directly to us to provide those comments. The plan is for the consultant to go through those comments and give a presentation as to the status at the August meeting. We felt that would be more valuable for the council and the Cayucas Board of Directors is once all the comments are in to be able to discuss those. There will be, of course, comment period at that meeting for more public input as necessary.
And is there any input with council? Is there anything behind the scenes? Anything going on here that we should know about?
No, nothing going on behind the scenes other than working on the gathering the comments, and we'll be meeting with the consultant to go over those comments once they're all in and try to categorize them and group them together as appropriate.
Okay. Thank you very much. Noah, you have anything?
Yeah, just wanted to add to Mr. Leifick's review of the process, and as I understand, the public will have a chance to look at the draft of the comments and the alternatives scoping that we're in the process of developing now, and comment on those with potentially another workshop. So there are going to be multiple opportunities going forward.
George, do you have anything? Nancy?
Just a quick correction. The picture of the oldest skateboarder was Jamie Irons, a member of our planning commission. Did a great job.
Carla, do you have anything? Then we're at the consent calendar. Any items want to be pulled? I'll start with you, Carla. Nancy?
No.
George?
Noah. I just would like to pull A1.
A1.
Yes, it's...
I'm sorry, no. Let me just go ahead and do this. Can I hear a motion approving items A2, A3, A4, A5?
So moved.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries 5-0. A1, Noah.
Okay, A1 is just an amendment to the minutes.
We get ahead of ourselves here. Our rules say 7 o'clock. I think there are people who wait for 7 o'clock. I hate to break for 30 minutes. You want to do what? D1. We can do D1, you bet. D1.
Good evening, Mayor and City Council. Item D1 is designated.
Can we do not have the conversation in the back? Thank you so much. Go ahead.
Item D1 is designation of a voting delegate and alternative voting delegate at the League of California Cities 2011 annual conference business meeting. We're asking you tonight to identify those delegates, and I'll turn it back over to you, Mayor.
Well, thank you. I don't even know if we're going to be going to this thing, but I guess as a formality, we have to have these delegates, even if we're not going.
If there's items that come up that are important to vote on, it's important to have delegates.
Well, I'll suggest myself and Noah, but I'm not pushing anything through. Do you want to say something, Rob?
Since I'm certainly going, you could put me as an alternate on that. I'm up on two committees meet that week also, the two committees I've been selected for, the advisory administration services and the housing committee. So I'll be there all day Friday, so it could be an alternative if you so choose.
Is anybody else from staff going? Rob? Okay. Carla?
No, I was just going to say the last few years, because we have not attended, Mr. Schultz has represented us, but he just expressed that since he's already there.
Well, he wanted to be the alternate. I mean, why not make him the voting delegate?
That's what we did the last, just yeah. Because he's there.
Okay, and then what about an alternate?
If he's there, do we need one?
We don't need one. Yeah. Well, let's just somebody make a motion. I'm sorry. Could I hear a motion designating Mr. Schultz as our voting delegate at the league meeting in September?
Second.
Discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries 5-0. And all we have left now are the two public hearings. Oh, this never happens. But I don't think we have a choice because of the rules state that we start public hearings at 7, and I know people come down at 7, so we will... We're going to adjourn for 25 minutes, and we'll start at 7 sharp.
Well, that's really all I was going to say about it, because it's just the ordinance that's related to the two-tier benefits, and I don't think you want me to read all this, but I will.
Questions for Ms. Slayton? Carla? Nancy? George? Noah? This is a public hearing. If any of you would like to address us on this item, this is the appropriate time. Step right up to the microphone. Anyone? Seeing none, I'll bring it back to council and ask for approval of Ordinance 569 title and introduction.
So moved.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries 5-0. Ms. Luker?
Thank you. This is Ordinance Number 569, an ordinance of the City Council of the City of Morro Bay authorizing an amendment to the contract between the City Council of the City of Morro Bay and the Board of Administration of the California Public Employees Retirement System, Government Code Section 20475, Different Level of Benefits, Section 213.63.1, 3% at 55 formula, and Section 20037, 3-year final compensation for local police members only.
Thank you. Good job. Okay, we're at item B2. Ms. Slayton?
Thank you, Mary Yates. And if AGP will bring up my slideshow, I'll be happy to get it started. All right, and good evening, Mayor Yates and council members. It is my pleasure to present the 2011-2012 preliminary annual budget. The budget is balanced. Capital projects for the water, sewer, and harbor funds amount to $1,480,000 and are using saved cash to fund them. The water fund is using $550,000 of reserves to cover a shortfall between operating revenues and expenses. Here is the budget distribution by funds. Enterprises account for 44% of the budget, and the general fund is 36%. This slide shows the distribution of budget by category. Personnel is the major cost, which is true for all cities. The general fund emergency reserve is growing as the general fund reduces its dependency on the money from Dynegy. The 2011-2012 excess is estimated at $360,000, and that's a combination of both the 2010-2011 unbudgeted excess and the 2011-2012 projected excess. I'm pleased to announce and actually correct this slide. Thank you, Chief Kahn, for reminding me. I feel very bad about this, for ignoring our firefighters. We have implemented two second-tier retirement formulas. The police formula was tonight, and the fire formula was done with a side letter. We are the first city in the county to implement second-tier retirement formulas. Your budget contains four new schedules that are located at the back of your budget starting at page 99. They are the Measure Q budget requests, facility maintenance projects, five-year pavement management. We don't know the final outcome, and if this doesn't go well, we'll come back at mid-year because $30,000 is a big number to the general fund. Also, please note there are some minor corrections to the document. Page 43, I did say that all of the transfers were for AGP video, and this is in the T-bid. They're not. $50,000 is for the visitor center, and $6,000 is to cover the AGP video contract. And the rest of them are all listed there, so you've got them in front of you. I don't think I need to read them. And finally, the budget resolution, item number 7, that I particularly wanted to call out to you, asks the council to authorize the filling of all current vacancies without further council approval, but pending all two-tier retirement programs ratifications. And this concludes my presentation. Mary Yates, back to you.
Excellent presentation. Before we open it up to the public, let's see if we have any questions. Let's start with you, Noah.
Actually, I didn't catch all of the last thing you said about filling vacancies, Ms. Slayton. Would you mind elaborating a bit more on that?
Yes, in the budget resolution, Councilmember Smuckler, there is a line. I have listed several things in the budget resolution, and one of them I wanted to call out in particular is line item number 7 in the budget resolution that asks Council to authorize the filling of all current vacancies as they're listed in the budget letter without having staff bring them back to Council again. But with the caveat that all second-tier retirement formulas will be in place before those people are hired on. So every one of those vacancies will fall under second-tier retirements.
George, anything? Nancy? Carla? Okay, this is a public hearing. We would love to hear from you. If anybody would like to address Council, Joan, step right up. State your name for the record. Keep your comments to 3 minutes. Good evening.
Good evening, Mayor and City Council. Thank you for taking my comments. My name is Joan Solu, and I am a resident of Morro Bay, but I also sit on your TBID board. I do want to make it clear that I am not representing the full board here tonight. I don't want to make it seem like I am. But there are a couple of questions regarding the budget, which I carefully looked at, and I appreciate Ms. Slayton's correction up there of the $50,000 and the $6,000 for AGP from page 43. That's awesome because that checks one off my list. And another one that I would ask you to take a look at is that TOT, we're knocking on wood that with all of this marketing that we've been doing that TOT collections will go up and that thus the TBID collections will go up. The budget on page 43 projects the TBID actually to be at, I believe, $360,000, which is a 2% collection, and we are currently collecting at 3%, which would be about $480,000 if the figures were flat with 2010. So I would ask that you take a look at the schedule for the TBID collections, and so kind. We believe from the budget subcommittee that that $50,000 was annually either beginning in November, going from November to November when the TBID returned to a 3% assessment from a 2%, or that the amount should have been prorated. The difference is about $16,677 back to the TBID for marketing of our beautiful community in which we try to do and use an umbrella and market everyone as best as we can. Marketing is going to be a really good way to get us out of a little bit of the hole that we're in, and so we're really excited about this next year with our new marketing firm, and I ask that you look at those things in the budget. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Joan. Anyone else? Betty?
My name is Betty Winholtz. I have four questions I would like you to answer for the record. The first one is the most simple, and it has to do with the Harbor Fund. And I see that there's $560,000 coming out for capital projects. My figuring is that we only really need $30,000 for the Harbor Marina, that the rest is coming from grants. So I'm wondering what the balance of that $530,000 is for. My second question has to do with streets. And this was confusing for me in light of the action that was taken by City Council last week or the last meeting, the money that's coming out of Measure Q, the money that's in their normal budget. How much is really going towards streets is my question, and how does all that those three things work together? Would appreciate that clarification. My third question has to do with the water budget and that we're taking money out of reserves and putting it towards operation. And I don't know how that came about. My little figurine shows that personnel has increased by $140,000. Services were increased by $350,000. I'm wondering if that's some legal fees. There's a capital improvement project for $750,000. My question is, should that not be coming out of reserves or the capital reserves rather than that kind of a project should come out of somewhere else? And so I'm wondering where all this, how this is all happening all of a sudden in the water, because before we were pretty flush. My last question has to do with just capital projects in general. There's five in the sewer area. There's five in the, or wastewater treatment, there's a collection system, there's five projects in the water, and then there is the emergency generator. And these are projects that have been ongoing for the last 2 to 3 years, and I'm wondering why some of those haven't been completed. My final two statements are actually comments. If you look at the impact fees for the last completed year, it looks like there were about $94,000 that was brought in, and in light of your action 2 weeks ago, the city's losing $94,000 for the next 3 years. And I just want to point that out to the public more than to you, because you're the ones that took the action. And then my last comments about the Dial-A-Ride. If you look at that past budget and current budget, it appears to me as though we could have carried that on for another couple of years with some small adjustments from reserves. And I'm sorry that that didn't happen.
Pierre, we're currently doing a big inspection on that right now as we speak, and have anticipated a large amount of funding. We're going to need to do a pretty complete rebuild on that. We're anticipating doing a pretty comprehensive inspection on the South T Pier in the upcoming year. So that was an $80,000 chunk. We've got $30,000 in there for repairing the Dune Street, the little overlook pier between Giovanni's Fish Market and used to be the Whale's Tail Restaurant, that little public pier there. The gangway going across needs a lot of attention. And then we've got $10,000 earmarked for purchase of a new personal watercraft for rescue use, which hopefully we can get grant funding to buy two new of those and won't need that at all, but that's yet to be seen.
Thanks, Eric.
Okay, for the streets information, the Measure Q money is for capital, and that is $153,000 this year. What's in the general fund is for maintenance, and that's where all your personnel exist, and then we do whatever maintenance we can do, pothole filling, that kind of thing. So that's the street story. On water, the water is using money from its reserves, and it does have a significant amount of reserves, but the operating fund is starting to go in the hole. Rates haven't been raised since 1995, and over time and inflation and, you know, conservation, the costs of running the system are starting to outpace the revenues that are coming in. So the water fund is going to be using money from its reserves to fund its operations. There are a significant number of people that are committed to the water fund. The water billing function does, just the billing function alone does require a full-time person, but that person does have to take vacations and does get sick occasionally, so we do have to have backups. And the backups for those, we're starting to charge their time as well to the water fund. This year I charged it to the water fund only. I should have broken it between the water and the sewer fund, and I can correct that for the final document. So there are some additional charges in there, but they're in there in full, and they shouldn't have been. So some of them will be broken up between sewer and water. And I hope that answers your question.
Her final question was, I don't know where to direct it. Sorry, I've got nuts in my mouth. Why some of these capital projects aren't done? Who wants to grab that? Rob?
Sure. We have several capital projects that are on the books in the water arena. We have the desal upgrades. We have Nutmeg Tank. We have some collection system improvements. It's basically staff turnover and probably more projects than we can handle on our own with our modest staff there. So we do them as we have time committed. Since we added another associate engineer in the engineering
division. Betty, I'll share with you that some of us get frustrated by slowness just like you. But we know we're working under a reduced staffing situation, and they're working their butts off every day, and they're doing the best they can.
May I ask Mr. Livick to clarify the $94,000 that was said to come from impact fees. My understanding was that that was permits, and we haven't collected any impact fees in 5 years.
We've collected a modest amount of impact fees, and I don't know what the maybe it is $94,000. I didn't actually verify that in the budget, but we've collected impact fees from modest home additions, very little on the commercial side because there hasn't been that many commercial construction. Most of that money has come from residential new construction and additions to existing homes.
Thank you. So not from commercial?
If it is, it's a minuscule amount.
Everything, Carla? Anything over here? Yeah, so the impact fees we did away with are for commercial property, which are basically nil, so there's no loss of revenue. Okay, I've been struggling all day in exactly how to handle this, and I will throw this out for council's consideration that we just take this by department, if you guys are okay with that, and see if you have questions or comments, and we'll just take it department by department until we get through those, and then we can tackle, things like the T-bid, Measure Q, etc. Are you guys okay with that? Do you have any questions or comments regarding the city council budget? I'll start with you, Nancy. Carla? George? Noah?
I don't... From what I understand, the increase there is because of the benefits, the calculation of benefits. Okay.
You good? Administration? George? No? Down here? City attorney? Carla? Nancy? George? Noah? Administrative services? We're going to be out of here by 8 o'clock. I can see it now. Police? Police?
I have a question on the Watch Commander vehicle. As I understand it, that's on our Measure Q, so should we wait at that point to talk about that or what the scenario would be with or without that vehicle this year? Which
well, is that a Measure Q funded? It's not a Measure Q. No, this would be the appropriate time.
Okay, so... As far as that vehicle, is that something that we can delay? Are you the condition of that vehicle? Are you comfortable extending that life through this year and postponing that?
Thank you, Mayor, Council. If you recall, last year I attempted to get that vehicle replaced in Measure Q. So going another year and a pool vehicle. So it still has some serviceable life. The concern is the serviceable life is not appropriate for a pursuit-rated law enforcement vehicle.
Well, are you okay with it?
I mean, now's not comfortable with it, but I can see the point, and I know that the department's asked now for additional years. So,
okay. Thank you. So everybody's okay with the police department budget? Fire department? Looking down here. Public services. Recreation and parks.
I think this is where to have this discussion, and I've talked a little bit about this with both the department heads in public services and rec and parks, and it is in regards to a small but concerning situation at the Rock with the trash cans down there. Over the 4th, we had a challenging weekend with a lot of numbers and people in town, a beautiful day, and no trash service on Sunday, and coincidentally, we ended up with a major amount of trash at each of the trash cans spilling out onto the ground and really not looking good at all. So what I've asked the department heads to do is to consider some options that we could look at for short-term solutions to that problem and then potential long-term solutions. So I plan on bringing that up at a future agenda item as necessary, but wanted to invite staff to comment on that if there's anything that we need to do in tonight's budget.
Joe.
Good evening. Thank you, Mayor and Council. I don't see any action on this budget. We can take some actions and try to improve the service at the Rock area on Sundays, on three-day weekends. We can look at our contract with the garbage company and possibly add a dumpster or two on the various areas at the Rock. And then as a Recreation Park staff service that restroom, and we do usually two a days in the summer, and often if time permits, three a day. So we'll be out at the Rock restroom on Saturday afternoons, hopefully a little bit later, and we could, if there's a situation out there, handle that exponentially right into the or expeditiously right into the dumpsters, and then move on to our other tasks. So it wouldn't be a burden of spending a half hour to an hour there. So we could increase our service there if we had dumpsters provided. And I think that would be a quick and short-term solution.
Okay, so I'll plan on bringing that up as a future agenda item, I guess, to give you the opportunity to develop the long-term component as well. All right, great.
Anything? What? I have something. Go ahead. I'll go last.
Thank you. Some comments on, you know, the Parks and Rec is certainly an extremely large division with a lot of different departments within it. And I would ask that on our future agendas, as there has been included notes at the bottom of these pages just over the past year to help us as we went through this budget, but it because Parks and Rec has got so many divisions, of the increases in the personnel costs, and after spending much time with Ms. Slayton, understanding that that's because of the PERS contributions, it still doesn't, for me, it still doesn't equate, because if you were to just simplify it and say the personnel was $100,000 and it went up, PERS went up, and so it's $110,000. If you go to another budget that's $200,000, it went up 40%, or not 40%, but it's just very confusing and very difficult to look at all these with increases in the personnel costs.
So Joe and Susan, I guess, do you have that message? And can you accommodate?
Yes. One of the problems that we have with the budget presentation is personnel service doesn't just mean full-time people. And full-time people are the ones that get PERS. So if you have departments that are heavily sponsored or supported by part-time people, and there are more part-timers being added, you're going to see those costs for salaries and those benefits that go up. And depending upon what's going on, if they've added additional part-time staff because they've got a new program, that'll skew the savings that you would see with full-time people. So it's, and then of course in the parks budget, one of the problems was that we didn't budget for part-time benefits one year, and Joe had to actually absorb that error within his operational budget. We're trying to fix those kind of things with this budget.
Did she address your concern, Carla?
Yeah, it explains the change in the cost, but I would, and I did. Excuse me, this evening speak with Mr. Woods and Ms. Slayton yesterday about it, but as Mr. Woods explained to me, the program services aren't being utilized to the extent that they have been perhaps in the past, and they're trying to make adjustments to the personnel so that it will be more equitable. I think it's just finding the balance there.
If you're satisfied with the answer, I'm satisfied with the answer. Do you have something?
I just had one quick question for Joe. Thank you for the email this afternoon for first that explained a lot of things. But on page 26, where you talk about your revenue, does that include scholarship monies?
No, it does not.
Okay, so that's above.
The scholarship money is a contribution from the Morro Bay Community Foundation that offsets the discount we give to the participating family. So if the program was $100, the revenues would still be $100. The source would be 40% from the foundation and 60% from the participant.
Okay, but that doesn't show up any place particularly.
It doesn't. They're a separate nonprofit organization.
Thank you.
This is the appropriate place to talk about streets. Yes? Okay, I would like to see an increase. I'm going to page 33 here. An increase in the street. $175,000 short just of maintaining the status quo, but it's better than 228. But I don't know what the mood of council is, and I'll start with you.
Well, I was hoping we'd wait till we got to the unallocated fund reserves and have that conversation then. For me, part of that money is not yet in the hand until January. Right now, we only currently have $170,000, and I don't feel comfortable spending the $190,000 additional with not knowing Dynegy's position, and that's where that money comes from, as it is a public company that is in transition in a lot of ways, and so I don't want to spend money before we have it and then have a shortage. I would be very concerned about that $190,000. I'm interested in that money going towards streets, but we have $500,000 of Measure Q money if we approve the request tonight for streets, and so I see that as an appropriate use for paving maintenance, and I would be interested in potentially adding to this to do some other, but I was hoping we'd get to that towards the back. So at this time, I'm on the fence.
Well, we can wait. Did I hear a statement regarding the 170 that we do have? Is that right, 170? That would reserve excesses?
Yes, that's the 2010-2011 balance.
So do you want to talk about that? I'll rephrase. Would you talk about that?
Yeah. For streets, yes, absolutely.
Nancy?
Yes, add that to Measure Q and then talk a little bit about later about maybe finding some more.
But we can add the ones.
We could add the 170 to the 153, which gives us 323, right?
We could add it to the 228, which would give us 123,
okay,
almost 400. Almost 400.
That's even better.
Yep.
And we'll see if we can find more. Who knows?
George?
I'm looking for more.
Yeah, I am too, but for now, let's get approval on the 170.
Yes, that's, I approve.
Are you okay with that?
One thing that I wanted to confirm is, as I understand the pavement management plan, $500,000 annually helps us maintain and make sure that we don't see further degradation. $900,000 annually is actually on the path towards complete restoration, and I'd like the public services director to confirm that or not.
Complete restoration is probably a bit optimistic.
Yeah.
It gets us to what the state average goal is, which is a grade or a PCI of 70 out of 100, so a passing grade on our streets. So that would be the $900,000. $500,000 would keep us at the 63 of where we're at right now. So that's what the results. And it would take us approximately 10 years at the 900,000 to get to that 70.
So I misstated then. It's 500,000 to
correct.
And to the proposal in the pavement management plan is 250,000 or so next year. And I would think that we should, looking long-term, look to improve that and at a minimum have 500,000 a year budgeted so we don't slip any further, and as we find additional funds or revenues come in and better, then we can start to try to get up to the 900,000. But I'd be uncomfortable to get too aggressive And I also would like to maintain the process as much as possible along the lines of what the pavement management plan has laid out. I think that's a systematic approach, and we just adopted that plan, and we should stick to that as much as possible.
Okay. I did not hear, Carla, you say to hold on the 170. I've understood you that you were good with that on the reserve.
I'm good. I was saying that I'd like to get through to see where we're at the end, because I know we have money allocated in Measure Q for streets, but I was good focusing $170,000, not the $364,000.
Right. So what I'm hearing, Noah, is that four of us are good with the putting the $170,000 in for streets.
I am too, but I think it's challenging to say we're going to do that, and then if we get through any shuffling, we're tying ourselves to the end. I think $170,000 is a good number to put in there. I agree I wouldn't want to go beyond that, but I guess I'd just be uncomfortable if we start to tie ourselves down now and then get later into this document and find we need to find additional funds. So
we could always reverse ourselves if that happened. Yeah. I mean, again, I'm hearing four of us say we're good with the 170, so how do I need to put that into a motion? Are you okay with it?
Yeah.
Okay. How do we add that right now?
Can we just wait till we get through the whole thing and do it all at once?
All right, then you're going to make me take notes.
I'll take notes. There you go. Just in case something comes up, I think was what we were trying to say.
I got it.
Yes, notes.
Excuse me a second.
Since you're making notes, could you tell us again what numbers we have so far for streets?
228 is in the proposed budget.
Okay.
And we have just tentatively added 170. So that's 398.
And that's maintenance, right?
Or would you propose to add that to the capital outlay portion of streets?
Okay.
Would you prefer to give us an explanation of the difference?
That's correct.
Maintenance or projects, there's a difference. Big difference.
If I could...
Go ahead, Noah.
I think I'd prefer to leave that up to our professional expert and whatever he thinks would be the most effective to leverage those funds for the betterment of the entirety of the street system.
Yeah. I'm good with that. My thing is that all that money goes into streets, not into signs or striping or trees or anything else but asphalt. That would be my thing. All right, we will return to streets when we get to Measure Q and other items.
Cool. But I am still uncomfortable with the expenditure for the generator for City Hall. I'd like to bring that up to see if we can not make that expenditure of $110,000, which is for last year's budget. But it has not been expended.
What page are you on, Noah?
31.
Yeah, okay. I'm sorry I glossed over that.
It's about midway down, almost halfway down.
I got it.
That would make a nice addition to our streets budget.
I was not a proponent of the generator to begin with, but it's gone through a process that I've witnessed, and City Council has approved it, and, you know, I'm okay with it. I think I've stated this before, but whatever the majority pleasure, we'll start with you.
I've never been supportive of it. I've come back to the notion that, especially now as we're hopefully going to be breaking ground at the fire department real soon, there will be an extra generator, and have hoped over the last year that transit would move over to the community center instead of staying in that building, and we certainly wouldn't need to run it over to there. And I would love to take that money and plug it into streets.
Nancy?
I think that's probably about what I just said.
Well, George, do you have feelings on the generator? Okay, well, I mean, you have the majority now, and I'm good with that. And I would especially be good if we could state now that the intention is, subject to change later, that we take the 110 and put it into streets.
Mayor Yates.
Hello.
Can we do that, though, that's been allocated for that?
I mean, yeah, it hasn't been spent. So now if we unallocate it, we've got $110,000 to do with as we please. Yes, Andrea.
I just want to make sure if we're making that transfer that Mr. Leivitt can let us know that there is a total of 110 left. There's been some work done, so I'm not sure if there has been any expended to date.
There has been a minor amount expended getting the electrical plans completed to put that in. There's probably close to $100,000 left there in the generator fund.
Okay.
May I ask a question?
You may.
Can those plans be used for the generator that would be available when the fire department has their new generator wired into their new location?
I'm certain that portions of those plans could be used. The exact power output of that generator wasn't going to be the same, so all the building modifications can be used. The actual how we tie it up to that generator, I'm not an electrical engineer.
No,
so.
and I'm not 100% certain what the future status of that generator would be, but I know that the plans in the new station are to have a permanent one. So.
Right. We would use as much as possible.
Is page 41, this is Measure Q, page 41, right? Yeah. So I feel we need to get into this maybe a little bit deeper. 100 plus minus. Vehicle replacement fund. Any questions here? No? Oh, T-bid's not important. Okay.
It is the
T-bid. T-bid. Sorry.
I'd like to see a reflection of the change of the percentage, as was stated by the a member of the TBID that that's to me grossly understated in what the projection should be at 3%.
Can you address that concern, the 2 versus 3%?
Yes. That was an error on my part. I calculated it at 2%, not 3%. So I'd be happy to raise that up to $460,000.
Okay.
Well, does that satisfy what Joan was talking about? That satisfies her? Okay.
Then I guess the other question, which probably has been answered, but is that, are they paying that now in July or is that in November when that's due?
I think we're talking about, this is the 3% that's directly related to the transient occupancy tax. The $50,000, I think, is maybe what you're referring to, Councilmember Johnson. And how that's paid, and I believe I'm guessing that's going to come back as a future agenda item. It sounds like there's council, perhaps even council consensus that needs to be changed and prorate that amount, and we'd like to bring that back for a motion in at your August meeting.
That has to do with what was taken out of their budget, and
So, just to confirm, that was the 4 months versus the whole year assessment?
Yes.
Okay,
now we're at a vehicle replacement fund. Yep. That'd be page 44. Everybody good there? General fund emergency reserve. And I think we've kind of... Well, we've discussed that as far as we want to go with it this until next January. So everybody good?
No. Perhaps at mid-year then, in January, we can address when the second payment or that payment has been received, then we could continue to allocate that difference of the money or hold off till next year's budget in case we had an emergency such as things that were unallocated for that we've had last year, like replacing a fuel tank and stuff.
I'm fine with that. I mean, we're projecting income and we're projecting expenses, and to me it's just an income expense thing, but you know, you want to hold off. It's not
just because of the source of the income.
Okay. Can I clear up though, on this 364 that we were talking about, we only took away 170. Was that what, where the 170 come from?
The 170 is the overage in our reserves.
Right, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, we've taken.
Okay, so we're just going to leave the overage in there.
You know, get a true consensus of the council. You cool? Okay.
Well, I would just ask that. I guess for me, I want to make sure that Councilmember Lee is comfortable with that and understands my reason being that. We don't physically have the money until January of 2012, and that's why I'm not comfortable with the allocation of the other $190,000. So I just want to make sure that there's clarity for him if there's something that he is concerned about.
Yes, Carl, I understand where you're coming from.
Facility Maintenance Fund, page 48. Questions here? Water equipment replacement. I'm just going to take these as a group here and then just stop me. Water equipment replacement, sewer equipment replacement, harbor equipment replacement. How about those three? We good on those? Community development grants. State gas tax. Yes, Carla.
I'd just like to comment that I will express a concern based on the other revenues line of the $121,000 projected, that Proposition 42 traffic congestion relief money is not a guarantee of revenue, and after asking Ms. Slayton about it, the understanding would be if we don't get that state money, which is always a crapshoot, we will have a $50,000 shortage in the general fund.
Yep. Understood.
One more.
Go ahead.
Am I right in understanding that on street maintenance, the $289,146 is for trees and storm drains? Is that right?
Yes, it's for street maintenance, street trees, and, excuse me, I'm sorry, Mary Yates. It's for street maintenance, storm drains, and street trees maintenance. So it covers those three maintenance budgets.
Thank you.
visitor accommodation mitigation fees. Okay, I'm going to go fast again. Just stop me. Traffic safety, special safety grants, parking in lieu, transit. Water revenue, sewer revenue, harbor operating budget, risk management, special assessment districts. Yes.
I'd like to see if there would be any support from council on one of the listed assessments that's been ongoing on the books that would be a little challenging. The Mimosa Street assessment that was originally done, to take that $12,000 rather than try and backtrack to original owners or current owners, whoever, and use it for its intent, which would be maintenance in that area, and perhaps have the public services do a street overlay or something and take that off the books.
Mr. Leivick about this.
George?
It makes good sense.
You okay with that? Rob?
I think to make most effective use of it, we would combine it with another capital project and dedicate this to Mimosa. But to get the best value for the dollar, we wouldn't do it as a separate standalone capital project.
Yeah, it wouldn't matter to us.
Okay.
Yeah. So, Susan, we have council consensus that if it doesn't happen in the next year, this should be moved into the appropriate budget, but specifically earmarked for Mimosa Street. Okay. Well, that's just if you go to the table of contents on the second page, all of the funds continued. How about that whole list there before schedules? Should I read them out for your benefit? It's easier. I've been working off the table of contents. So the second part of where did I get down to? Special assessment districts. Trust and agency PEG access funds. Morbay Cayuga Sanitary District Wastewater Treatment Facility. Government impact fees. Park in lieu fees. State Park Marina Special Revenue. Housing in lieu. Water Reserve, Sewer Reserve, Harbor Reserve. Anything on any of those? Proposed capital projects, page 97. Typo in the table of contents there, Susan. Page 98. Any questions, concerns here? Over here. Cool, man. Measure Q budget requests. Okay, who wants to start? Should we take these one at a time? How do you want to do it, Council? All right, let's just start at the top then. $153,000 for street repairs. How do you read that $153,000, Joe, for street repairs?
Thank you. I read the 153 as money allocated to the pavement management plan being administered and directed by Director Leibig.
Let me pass the buck. Good. The 153, would that go to asphalt?
That would definitely go to asphalt.
Okay. 120 for the storm drain repairs. Final payment for the police vehicles. So we've just added another, back up a second, another $153,000 to streets, right?
Yep. Streets.
So now we're up to five, as I've got the 153, the 170 reserves, and the 230 that's budgeted. We've got approximately $553,000 directly to streets at this moment. Oh, plus the generator. Ooh, yes, I love it.
Plus, we also had allocated money in Measure Q for it.
Right. I'm not saying we can't build some more.
Yeah.
But okay, we're at 663 now, and that's right, 653. 100 in the generator, but it's going to be more. Police booking fees, $30,000. Did you want to address this? This has to do with the VLF, right? Go ahead, Chief.
Good evening again. The VLF fees that the governor signed are going to cover that, so those are no longer needed in there. So that $40,000 is available in the Measure Q. And if you want me to address, there's two other items on there, too, that are also covered that can be removed from this A list.
Since they're in order, go ahead.
They're pretty close. The safety items formerly funded by COPS grant, the $43,000, that is now going to be funded by COPS grant, as well as the salary for the halftime no benefits property evidence tech of $17,000. So that gives you...
Plus the 40, right?
Plus the 40 for the booking fees, correct.
Whoa.
$100,000.
$60,000.
Thank you, Chief.
You're welcome.
Okay, let's return to those. There's $100,000 unallocated at the moment. School resource officer, $23,000. Yes. Everybody okay with that for Measure Q? I am.
Yes.
Okay. Citywide communication, $65,000.
Yes.
Maintenance contracts, communications, $18,000. Fire Station Debt Service. Fire Salaries and Benefits. And that brings us up to the $800,000 less the $100,000 at the moment.
I would just...
That's the A-list. Go ahead, Carl.
After speaking with Ms. Slayton, the number on the 4th Firefighter Reserve was plugged in at the exact amount as last year and did not reflect the new tiered system benefits, so it actually will be a few thousand less, maybe 3,000 less, she said. And because, and I'm not sure how the rest of council feels, but I appreciate the changes that Chief Olivos just brought us, I would feel that the request for the $18,300, although we may agree to do it, would not necessarily be an appropriate request of Measure Q money, as it's for utilities, and I don't believe that the intent of Measure Q is to pay the city's utility bills, so, or utility projects.
Oh. You're talking about the community
wide communications? No, I'm talking about the $18,300.
Maintenance contracts for communications.
Yeah. The lights, the utilities, communication utilities. I certainly understand in light of the changes police department is...
$6,000 out of the budget, but there's no wiggle room in the communications budget. So it leaves us about $18,000 short. There's several contracts that could be applied to, which is the one big one that we have to pay every year is CLETS, which is California Law Enforcement Telecommunication System, which is our link to all the state and federal databases. That's a $15,000 contract every year. So it doesn't necessarily have to go to utilities. Those were just options of where the money could be allocated to. But without that $18,000, we would not be able to function as citywide communications.
I'm sensitive to Measure Q, too, but Measure Q is for public safety. And this is certainly what he just said is public safety oriented. So I would be okay with it, but let's go down the line. You're not in favor of taking that out of Measure Q,
I will support the fact that he's using it as a category to pigeonhole it, I guess, for lack of better words, but the intent of the money is for sworn officers. It says that firefighters, sworn police officers, streets, things like that. It's not, the intent of it is not backfill the general fund for utilities and things that are fixed costs, you know, like that. I understand and I can appreciate that he could recategorize it, so rather than revisit it, I would support it at this time with hopes that it would be used appropriately.
Okay. And are you okay with that, Nancy?
Yes, I am.
You guys okay with that?
I agree with Ms. Borchard. One thing I'm noticing in a couple of the requests that we've already gone through is there is definitely an encumbrance with funding of things that are going to be ongoing, mandatory type expenditures. And my concern is that we're going to see this more and more as our general fund is pressured with the takeaways from the state and so on. So it's a fine line. It's uncomfortable to see even smaller expenditures that really are going to be ongoing but aren't direct services to the community. So feels like we're really walking the line about what's appropriate for Measure Q and what isn't, and I'm not sure how much we can do to change that this round, but at the same time it's important that we recognize it, and if there's anything we can do that we take that action.
A message is being sent. Okay. Okay, so we get to the A1 and the B list. These are over and above, right? The A list ate up all the Measure Q money. I'm not counting the $100,000 we took away. Okay, so now we have $100,000. We can look at the A1 and the B list. Okay. Well, let's look at it in. Just take a minute here and look at it in totality. The cross gutter replacement street repairs, hadn't that been funded and in progress?
Yes, it's been in progress. We have expended some of the monies. We've expedited our expenditures with the cross gutters, and we're looking.
One idea that was brought up was with a ladder truck was to consider internal financing for that. And I see Ms. Slayton fanning herself. Is that something that we could consider as an alternative?
It is a possibility. If you want to do internal financing, you could do it through the reserve fund, and you could do it, or you could look at the risk management fund, although the risk management fund has been lowered, so there's not as much extra money there.
Are you suggesting we start funding the ladder truck?
Well, there's this portion that we are going to need to deal with at some point. It appears that we'll be able to approach that later as we get into the final agreement with Dynegy, but that was something that I think would be worth looking at as an option.
I absolutely agree with you, but I don't know if this is the appropriate time to be talking about that.
Okay, but you asked what jumped out at me, and that was one.
I'm talking about funding, the $100,000, unless that's what you're talking about.
No, I am not.
Okay, so I'm...
I'd focus that on streets.
Streets and or storm drains? Or streets?
I think streets or storm drains, we're doing great on identifying funds for streets. So if there are some really pressing issues that need to be accomplished in the storm drains, I'd be willing to give the Public Services Director some discretion there.
All right, now we're at a point where we're at $653 for streets. I would like to see more. I'm ready to put the next $100,000 on that on top of that. But we have not talked about storm drains. And I see two of you kind of who wants to take it. Buck Passer.
We have ignored our storm drains for probably just as long as our streets. They're old corrugated metal pipe storm drains. I could pick out, you know, $100,000 in storm drain replacements and get a couple of pipes in the ground. It's kind of a toss-up between the streets and the storm drains where to put that money into. What might make sense is if there's one of the streets that has a needed storm drain replacement, before we repair that street, that we also do that storm drain as part of the project. I don't particularly view storm drains and streets as kind of separate work areas. My old county engineer used to always tell me that streets are just storm drains that are convenient to drive in sometimes. I view them kind of part of the same system. The storm drains are needed to keep the streets clear, and the streets are needed when the underground storm system doesn't have capacity to carry that flow. So they're, you know, they work together. So I would like to see a little bit of flexibility, and if one of the streets has a storm drain component in it, to repair that with the street so we don't have to go back in there and dig it up again. I don't know if I answered that question or not.
You did. I'm just trying to figure out how, and I'm sensing from council, the $100,000 should go towards streets and or storm drains.
Actually, I'd like to give the $16,000 at the top of A1 for the safety items for the police department, since he kicked the $100,000 back in. By securing that other funding, the request on A1 at the top is for $16,000 for replacing ballistic vests for the police department. And after that, whatever the council's pleasure, if it's streets or storm drains, I'm supportive.
$9,000 for a bulletproof vest.
Six.
We're in the wrong business, Carla.
Yeah. But I see them as a necessity and certainly would like them to have them.
Of course they are. But now we have our COPS grant back. How does that affect that?
Good evening again.
You don't have to say that every time.
I believe Mrs. Slayton covered that at the beginning. That was actually some incorrect language. That COPS grant is not supposed to be in that language there. So
gotcha.
If you recall last year, I came back at mid-year and had to request money for those vests because it's no longer funded in the general fund.
So you still need the 16.
Yes.
Okay. All right, then I will suggest, and what's the exact amount here? $100,000 right on the nose. How handy. Okay, so I'm going to write on my notes here for the motion that so we're approving the A-list except for those three items. We're going to approve the $16,000 on A1, which will leave $84,000. And then we're going to not address the B list, and we'll put the $84,000 into streets, and we're going to try and craft something to give you the flexibility to. But I'm going to put the $84,000 on the 653 for the moment. Now we're at 737 on streets. And I get happier every $100,000. Do you have a concern? Okay. Is everybody okay with what I have just stated?
So far, so good.
Everybody okay?
A couple questions on Q.
Go.
Well, on the front of the beginning here where the city's letter is, there was a notation in there about Measure Q funds from last year, and I just want clarification that the request of the $42,000 carryover was already approved on February 8th. It was item D2, and so I'm curious as to why that's in the front here about that.
I can answer that. Yes, the Measure Q agenda item at that time, the council did accept the committee's letter, but they did not program the funds, and so nothing was programmed. It was accepted that we would throw it in there to be reallocated, but it wasn't reallocated at that time. It wasn't dedicated to any. You'll see where I have total reservations. And in each case, I've given you a separate line item on those. In total, they're $960,000. We've already worked through one of them for sure, which is the generator. And the rest of them that are in here, you may want to ask the other department heads if the reservations that are here are monies that they have ongoing, if they have a project that's still happening and the money is still needed, and maybe some of that could be dedicated to streets and storm drains as well.
You good?
Yeah, I'm good. I guess we'll see where it all shakes out and what gets done. There's just a lot of money that hasn't been utilized at this point, and I know some of it is accumulation to move forward with some of the larger scope projects, but again, we have projects we're not getting off the ground.
Okay, so I'm and sorry, 84. Okay, so to memorialize this Measure Q discussion, we're doing away with the police booking fees, the safety items, and the halftime evidence tech for $100,000. And we are adding the $16,000 for vests, and the remainder of the $184,000 we're going to put into the streets. And we're still going to discuss the storm drain angle. We good with Measure Q funds? And is there more Measure Q funds we're not seeing here? I mean, kind of addressing what Collins was talking about.
Yeah, those are the Measure Q funds that are reserved, and they are located at the bottom of your page, and they're also located on the schedule that I provided you with tonight. Those reservations, we've got $58,559 that's still dedicated to fire. There's $70,000 that is excess budget from the firefighter. Those two items, you know, we would like to see those moved into money for the fire station to cover some of the overage on the fire station. The other monies that we have, we've got $287,000 at streets, $90,000 that's more maintenance for streets. It was more dedicated to potholes and sidewalks. For the storm drain, we've got $346,000, $5,000 for the storm drains NEP. The police department had a little overspend, and so they're kind of $10,000 short altogether if you add police and communications together. And then, of course, the generator, you kind of move that one. Seven, it would be 387, and 346 would be about $730,000 if you were to take those three items.
That's allocated money that you've got stashed in the bank.
Yeah.
So we would add that on top of the 737 we've just come up with.
We could do that unless Mr. Livick has a project that's actively ongoing where he's using that money.
Well,
but then it's
allocated. I'm not going to come back to it. I'm just getting a picture in my mind that I'm getting comfortable with, finally, because we're $1.4 million. And streets has been the big thing with me. Yes, Carla.
Oh, that's why I think Mr. Livick has been saving that pot of money the last two rounds, was to build up enough funds to make it worthy to make it work for him.
Cool.
I have a question on the fire money, the $58,000. Is that just general excess money left over from that?
That's correct.
So it's not allocated to something specific like the firefighters, so you would have the discretion to use that for the vehicle replacement that you have in there?
Yes, he could.
Okay.
Well, we've
allocated more money to that again this year, so I think we've done a good. We didn't.
Okay, so we are concluded with Measure Q. Everybody good with Measure Q? Let's go to page 105. This is just a. Joe, page 105, this is just your, this has nothing to do with budgeting, right? You've got the money, you're just waiting to get it done, right? I don't know, why is this in the
We definitely have this these projects underway. Currently, we have roofing at the senior center that's going to be completed probably by the end of the week. And we are pursuing contracts for additional work on these other sites. And we should be on schedule for this fiscal year to complete the list that you see in front of you, totaling 143.
And what money did we get in? $200,000. I just saw it. It's not that much, but it's over 140. So you can do everything on this list, and you've got the money.
We are comfortable with performing these tasks this next fiscal year.
Any questions or concerns on page 105? Page 106. You know, again, this is a priorities kind of list. So if there's not a question here, I'll go to page 107. Five-year capital requirements. Any questions, concerns here?
Well, just a comment. I'm glad to see that we've started this, recognizing this again, and moving forward towards trying to do this. We haven't done it for a while, so it's really good.
I have a comment, too. I agree with Ms. Borchardt, and then also at the same time, it's kind of scary to look at some of the incoming hits we're going to be taking. So it's good to see that, but it also is sobering.
I just want to add my thank you, because it's nice to have a long-range plan, scary or not. It's good to have it so we can see it.
Okay, then.
It made sense to do. For example, Tide Street has a storm drain that needs to be replaced. I don't think Tide Street's on here, but if we were to pave Tide Street, we would, of course, do the storm drain first before we pave the street, because we'll end up with a sinkhole like we have down on the Embarcadero if we don't do something like that. So that's how I would use those, but code them to the appropriate place so that we can track those back in future years.
So that begs the question, how do we allocate the funds?
Well, I'm with him. I think they should be two separate things.
Yeah, but
as far as allocating, I mean, that's the problem we're in right now.
Excuse me, Mr. Murray, if I may, could I make a suggestion?
You may.
Thank you. Perhaps what we could do is, if you're thinking about allocating the $84,000 to storm drains or streets, to put it into storm drains, we're going to put out a list of projects. We probably won't get them all accomplished before mid-year, and then come back at mid-year and give an overview of where we're at, and perhaps we need to shuffle money around a little bit at that point. But to basically give you a status update as we go through the year, so that if money needs to be transferred, we can do it at that time.
So we should allocate this money for streets and let you come back and say we need some of this street money for storm drains. Is that what I'm hearing?
One way or the other, your pleasure, yes.
Unless we want to put them together, streets and storm drains. And then that gets into her thing, and then if it's a budget, yeah, it needs to be.
Saying the $84,000 was sorry.
Thank you, AGP.
That's the worst thing I do tonight. I want to support. I think he has a grand plan of it all and how to put it together, and I'm going to put my faith in Mr. Livick to make the right choices and use the money to the best.
Yeah, I think we're trying to complicate things too much here.
I agree.
Okay. Really?
Yeah.
And I'm not trying to complicate. I'm just trying to, you know.
So I would be supportive of putting that $84,000 in the storm drains as recommended by our public services director.
And then come back at mid-year or as appropriate give a status update of where we're at.
Yeah.
I like that as well.
Yep. So we're going to call it streets and storm drains. No.
No. We're going to call it two separates.
But what are you going to do? How are you going to do the dollar amount?
We're going to put that $84,000 into the storm drains and all the other money into the streets.
Into the streets, and then you're going to come and say, I need some of that street money for a storm drain. That's fine. Okay.
But that's what he said at mid-year. He could request a little juggling.
Is there anything else on the budget? Any other concerns on the budget? Noah. Can we just take this in turn? Noah.
Yeah.
$153,000 from the A list of the Measure Q going to streets. And the $84,000 in excess A list going to storm drains. And those are the changes that I have.
To complement the proposal in the general fund as well.
Correct.
There's also the $12,000 from Mimosa.
For Mimosa?
Yeah.
Okay. Any George? I'm sorry. You finished?
Are we going to have a moment to make closing comments about the budget, or is this
sure.
the time?
Well, let's just take. I mean, if George has a concern. Let's just hear from everybody. George,
I was just. I've been trying to figure this up too, and I'm not so sure. what's the final figure on this? What we got for streets and storm drains?
$737,000, not counting the $730,000 that she's got allocated.
So you're saying $1,467,000?
Yep. If we approve this, but I'm sensing where we've got 230 budgeted, 170 from reserves, 153 from the A-list and Q, 100,000 for the generator, 84,000 for the storm drains. I'm just putting it in that, and that totals up to 737.
Well, I was hoping for 2 million, but I'm always hoping,
I was hoping for
more.
Three.
You hoping for three? Well, maybe we should take some money out of the reserves. How come you have so much reserves?
You good? Nancy.
I'm very good.
Carla.
Thank you. Yes, I'm good at this point.
And you want to, before a motion, you want to make a statement?
Sure, yeah. Just reflecting on the process for this budget, understanding that we had a very interesting timing with negotiations for the different unions and employee groups, made it challenging and was one of the reasons why we didn't have a workshop. Looking back, I think the years we have had a workshop that was helpful, and I think it helped us get to the point where we had a budget that people could go into the main hearing feeling really confident about, and I would submit that next year workshop would be an excellent way to get back on that sort of a process with the budget, and so I hope we do that. And then my final comment is just what a great way to kick off the pavement management plan.
Do you have anything?
Did you have something? I'm sorry.
I'm so sorry, George.
Nothing?
Go ahead.
Okay. I don't like to disagree with Noah, but maybe it's just because this is the first time I've been through the budget experience. But I felt quite comfortable having time to talk to Susan and other department heads and work through it on a person-to-person basis. I don't know. I think maybe...
Or we can have new contracts and move forward, and it is hard to work a budget for staff without having that certainty. So I do appreciate it, and thank you, Ms. Slayton.
You may. Let me just make my statement. I'm going to disagree with you, too, respectfully, Noah, that, you know, we've gotten through this here in less than an hour and a half, and we've had the opportunity to talk with staff, and you see how many people came out. We've been very upfront for a long time that this was going to be the workshop, this public hearing, and I'm absolutely willing to, when we get into this time a few months ahead next year, to, you know, have this discussion and have the council majority make the decision. And if the council majority wants a workshop, we'll have it.
We can have the discussion at the appropriate time to decide next year then.
Yeah. You know, I don't know that it has to be a formal thing. This wasn't a formal thing, but there was a consensus, and I certainly felt a consensus from council that we were okay doing what we how we operated this year, and I could seek it the same way. So I don't mean a formal agenda item on it, but we'll have the discussion, and we understand where you're coming from, and, you know, ultimately, whatever the council majority wants, I'm good with.
Great, and we'll discuss that in an open forum.
Yep.
Perfect.
Do you want me to try to form this? I've made notes. Everybody's good with that? All right, then. I will move that the City Council adopt resolution number 49-11 with the following changes. One, that we take $170,000 from reserves and put it into streets. When I say streets, we're clear on what we're talking about, right? Two, that we take $100,000 plus or minus allocated for the generator, and we move that money to streets. I don't think I need to say that the generator's gone. That does it, right? Three, adjust the T-bid income from $380,000 to $460,000. Four, Measure Q, List A, remove the police booking fees, $40,000. The safety items, $43,000. The salary for the halftime evidence clerk, $17,000. We add $16,000 from the A1 list for the vests. And $84,000, the remaining $84,000 from the $100,000 generator savings, will go to streets, storm drains.
And
for yes, say it.
Clarification, excess emergency reserve funds, not reserve funds. This $170,000 is unallocated emergency reserve funds.
I can do that. I don't want to confuse it.
Well, I know, but it's not reserve funds. It's the unallocated excess.
Okay. Would you change my number one then to read as reflected in Ms. Borchard's words?
Thank you.
I'd like to ask Council to take that $3,237 and the other two reservations for fire and lump them into the fire project, which would throw $131,983 towards the fire project for the excess, the overages that we've had.
Where are you getting the $130,000 from?
If you look at the reservations, there's $58,559. It's just fire.
Uh-huh.
There's $70,087 that was savings off of the firefighter. And then there's an additional $3,237 from this year for the reduction in benefits to the two-tier for the firefighter. So those three together are $131,983, and I would appreciate it if Council would dedicate that to the fire station project.
Any problem with this? Okay, number six. Can I just state $131,983,000 as delineated by Ms. Slayton?
Thank you.
Now I'll ask for a second.
Second.
Seconded by Ms. Borchard. Discussion?
Yes.
Yes, go.
I have one more question now that you just did all that. Do we need to include the change in the T-bid?
We did.
Okay, so we don't need to list it separately. It's just...
Yeah, it was listed separately by Mary Yates. He did list it.
Did you?
It was number three in my motion.
Oh, thank you. Sorry.
No problem. Anybody else? Everybody ready to vote? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed. Motion carries 5-0. 8-40.
And a budget 5-0.
Oh, man, we got to talk about something more.
Woo-hoo. Did I miss anything? Was there anything on this back thing? Declaration of future agenda items. Noah.
Thank you. I have a couple. One, I've been in dialogue with staff, and you saw an email summary of the concept of a bicycle pedestrian connector through the power plant from the Cloisters bike path near Main to Front Street or the Embarcadero, and I'd like to direct staff to further explore that option and fold that into the bike plan so that can come back as part of the bike plan.
I'm cool with bringing that back.
Good. Great. Second item was the follow-up to the trash discussion to direct staff to implement short and long-term actions to resolve that problem?
If you want formal action on that, I mean, how does council feel? It seems to me that you send him the message and he's going to fix it. Did I get that impression?
Yeah, it's not solely my responsibility. There is a service contract with the Morbay Garbage that Janine Burlingame runs, so it would be in conjunction with the service contract and our maintenance aspect of the camp.
Do it, take care of that.
And I think I sent that message as well.
Perfect. The third one is regarding...
That would be the fourth.
Or fourth, excuse me.
It's okay.
All these numbers tonight.
Not that I'm keeping count.
Yeah. Would be involving some sort of follow-up, a long-range planning, priority-setting workshop. We've done those in the past, and I think they've been helpful. Do something more formal. It could be part of a regular council meeting or a special meeting, but at the appropriate time, it would be helpful to sit down and look at all the different things we have on the table and let the council really make sure we're clear on what our priorities are going forward.
Council?
Sure.
Okay.
Okay, that's it.
Okay, George?
I think Noah filled the plate.
Nancy? There's room if you want to shoehorn one in.
Oh, heck, I'm not going to miss the opportunity. But, George, just because I know how much you enjoy being here with us, the T-bid question on the allocation of funds, I'd like to request that back so we can get that cleared up on the discrepancy of.
You mean how to allocate that extra money?
No, the money that was funded starting the 3% back in November.
Right.
However you want to word it.
Yeah. Oh, that one. That yeah. one. Yeah. That was mine.
Oh, I stole your glory.
Okay. So we're clear on that one, and I'm behind that one. And anything else?
Yes. One other thing. Looking at the planning track, a few months ago or several months ago, in light of the changes of our meeting nights and advisory body changes in numbers and things, the city attorney was directed to make changes to that and bring it back to us. And I'd like to see if we can get that back at one of our upcoming meetings so we don't run into any future problems with attendance and things.
Which one is that? Just to help me out here.
It's somewhere, is it on here? Is that the list of 12-13? Remove City Council and Planning Commission policies and procedures from the Morro Bay Municipal Code. I believe we expanded on that in
the writing.
Okay. Let's put that on the tentatively the next agenda if you're ready.
Thank
cool.
you.
Cool. Anything
two
else?
Things. No, just those two items. Thank you.
Any other comments? Anything here? Anything from staff?
Yes.
Go ahead, Andrea.
I would like to thank you, Council, for the efforts you did on this budget this year. We appreciate you all either came in and or called with your questions, and I think it made the process go very smoothly, and we sincerely appreciate that. And I know Ms. Slayton would also like to say something very briefly to you.
Yes, I would also like to thank Council for their efforts in coming in to visit me, even if I held your budgets hostage, and I thought that... And next year we'll work on a little better situation on that. I'd also like to thank the department heads for all of their care and diligence in preparing their budgets. Everyone spent a lot of time and really worked hard to make sure that everything was balanced, and there was just a lot of a lot of care and feeding that we
gotcha for everything that you've done to present us with a balanced budget and make it so easy for us to get through. And I think this was a pretty painless process. And I think that the changes we made, I don't think anybody got a spear in their gut. And, it worked out pretty well. So thank you, Andrea, because you're the leader on this. And we know that you're the conductor and make this all happen. So special thanks to you. And if there's nothing else, we're adjourned. Thank you.